This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome from Mont Edgecombe High School and the Lady Braves, Coach Carl Blackhurst, and two of the Lady Braves themselves, Scarlett Beaver and Mariah Martin. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over. Hey, so we have the high school basketball season winding down this time of year. Let's turn to Coach Blackhurst first. Where are we at in the season, and what's coming up?
Well, we're wrapping up our season. We've got our final regular season game with Sitka High this Friday night. And it's the last battle for the bridge. We've had four of them this year. So, we're neck and neck with Sitka coming into the end of the season.
And next week is the Region 5 tournament here in town for 2A, 3, and 4A, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. We've had great tournaments here in the past, and we're expecting another good one. It's actually now it's three tournaments. Before, everybody was 3A and 4A, and now we've got 2A, 3A, and 4A. So it'll be a little bit longer week, but lots of basketball.
Sounds really exciting. Let's turn to the ladies here now. Scarlett Beaver, where are you from, Scarlett?
Kotzebue.
Okay, and how many years have you gone to Mont Edgecombe High School?
This is my third.
All right, are you a junior then?
Yeah.
All right. So what do you do on the Lady Braves basketball team? What position do you play, and what's your responsibilities?
I'm the point guard, and my responsibility is to be a leader for the team.
Great. And then Mariah, where are you from?
Huna.
And what grade are you in school?
I'm a senior. This is my third year here at Mont Edgecombe.
Great. And what's your position and responsibilities on the team?
I either play in the four position, which is like a high post, or I play out into the shooting guard. Like, I kind of work inside the key.
Right. Well, I've watched you guys play several times, and And Mariah, I mean, I see you go to the hoop strong. Is that a fun part of your game, or just taking it right to the...
Yeah, I like being physical on the court, like, because I like kind of getting hit, because it makes me want to go harder at them
really?
Next time. So I really like taking it to the rack all the time.
So for Friday night, when you play Sitka for the big game, that's going to decide who gets the number one seed for the 3A girls, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So, what's your record against Sitka this time of the year?
2-1.
2-1. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other team in the 3A division is Petersburg, correct?
Yeah.
Have you beat Petersburg every time this year?
We lost to them once. Okay. We're 2-1 with them too.
Okay. Well, good. So, what's going to be your defensive responsibilities against Sitka this Friday? Who are you going to?
Probably down in the post and just play good all around defense.
Good.
Help down when we need to, and then. To play our game.
Do you guys play a man-to-man or a zone defense? Or both?
Both.
All right. Cool. Scarlett, how about you? What's your defensive responsibilities this weekend?
To try and keep everybody out of the key because I'm kind of up top.
Right. I've also, again, I've seen you guys play a number of times, and watching you out there, you have quite a motor out there running around and keeping the team going. Is that part of your responsibilities to make sure that the energy and the tempo of the team is in high gear?
Yeah, I try to settle things down when all the girls are like all rattled up. And
right.
Yeah.
So what's your goal here, Scarlett? You want to win and get that seed here? Is state tournament really in sight for you this year?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me, have you been to state tournament before?
No. So I'm really hoping we do a good job and make it to state.
Right. Is more than one team get to go from the 3A there, or just one team?
Just one.
Right. How about you, Mariah? Have you been to a state tournament before?
Just for volleyball, not for basketball yet.
Okay. And Scarlett, do you play other sports at Mont Edgecombe?
Yeah, I've gone to state for cross country 3 years so far.
All right. So I always have to ask this when the kids who are in high school activities and sports, and that is, how are the grades doing? You know, you do a lot of work after school and travel, and it's difficult to travel in this setup here in Southeast Alaska. So you're able to keep up with your grades here, gals, Scarlett?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a lot of work, but
right. Still. Because you've been on a few trips this year, too. Like, where have you traveled this year, Scarlett?
At the beginning of the year, we went to Kenai. We went to Petersburg, Juneau, Nome.
How about you, Mariah? How are the grades doing? You able to keep up? Is it tough to do that?
It's tough when usually like there's like a certain like crunch week that the teachers usually put on us. I don't know why, but it's pretty okay because usually we leave at the end of the week, like either Thursday or Friday, and so it's only like catching up on like one or two days of schoolwork.
Right.
Like it's hard, but it like you have to have like a mental toughness. Just to, like, finish all your homework and then go to practice the next day. It wears you down, but it's okay.
Do you have any plans, Mariah, for any college after Monticum High School?
I might play in college, and if not, then I'll just go into college and I'll get my bachelor's or something.
Right. Any idea where you might be headed to?
Not for basketball yet. I think I might go to Seattle University, though, just to study.
Well, Scarlett, you have one more year in school left, so we'd let you think about that. You're going to come back, aren't you, next year?
Yeah.
Friday night, where is the game played at this Friday? Is it at the home court? Or?
No, it's at Sakai.
You already played two at Mount Edgecombe High School.
Yeah. I like it because we, whenever we go to Sakai, we have a lot of our students go over and cheer for us.
Right. How about Mariah for the playing on the two courts, you know, because it's a different experience over at BJ McGillis gym there. It's wide open and it's a different kind of shooting experience.
It is because there's nothing like past the backboard, there's nothing there. Like, I don't know, it kind of affects your shot. When we were up in Nome, one side was up against the wall and one side was open like our gym, and we did a lot better on the open side of the gym.
Right. Well, good luck to you gals this Friday and into the region tournament, and we will we'll be watching closely. And come back and talk to us again after you've gone to, if you've gone to state or something like that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Good luck. And now in the studio we have two members of the Sitka High School boys basketball team, John De La Cruz, senior from Sitka High, and junior Joey Inman. Welcome, guys.
Good to be here. Yeah, right. Thanks.
Hey, winding down the basketball season. We're talking basketball.
Our last conference game is coming up this Thursday versus Mount Edgecombe.
All right. And how have you done against the Braves?
All the games, none of them have been easy. They're a really good, disciplined team. They never beat themselves, so we just got to be mentally tough and just play our game.
So you've won all three games against them so far.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey, welcome. I think this is the first time I've had you here, but what year in school are you, Joe?
I'm a junior.
All right. And tell us a little bit about your position on the team and what your responsibilities are.
Well, coach likes to say I'm like the Swiss Army knife. I pretty much play every position whenever it needs me. I play guard and I play forward, so I just play.
Wow, it makes it interesting, too, to have all those responsibilities. You have to learn different parts of the offense and defense, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you must have a head on your shoulders that you're able to do that. Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I noticed that you, you know, I've seen a lot of the local games in town here, and I've noticed that, you know, most of the year you came the first guy off the bench, you know, got a lot of time because you played all these positions. And then lately you've been starting for the team, or how's that work?
I started the game before last. Coach just wanted to get a new look, I guess, and so he started me that game, and then last game I came back off the bench.
Right, and you don't have any problem with coming off the bench. I mean, I've been to all these games. You get as many minutes as most of the players on the team, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about scoring responsibilities? Are you a little? Does coach say go out there and score the buckets and get out there?
Yeah, he tells me to be aggressive, get the offense from within the offense, just any way I can get my offense on offensive rebounds or fast breaks, And then in the half court, if I'm open, he tells me I have the green light.
Cool. Hey, John, I'm watching your game real closely, and my perception is that you're starting to do a lot of posting up lately in the end of the season here. Tell me what's behind all that.
That's more of just a matchup thing versus Mount Edgecombe. We feel like we have a pretty good advantage inside, and that's also a tribute to AJ Inman. He's a great post player, and the fact that Brian Way and Kendrick Payton can shoot the three pretty well. So sometimes we just like to invert it just to get a different look.
Right. Seems you like that mm-hmm. part of your game because you go strong to the hoop, post them.
Yeah, I'm a physical basketball player. I love to get in there, down in the post.
Very cool. So, you know, one game left in the regular season, then you have to come into the region tournaments. What's Sitka High working on in their game in order to prepare for this Region 5 tournament?
We're just going through our stuff, trying to go through our offenses. Sometimes there's a lapse between what we practice in games and then what comes out for what we practice in practice and then what comes out in games. Sometimes we're not as fluent. We're just trying to bring how we practice in practice into the game 100% of the time.
Right. So, Joey, keeping your grades up, being able to all this basketball playing, what's that?
Yep.
Okay, I already talked to John about this last time. You haven't had a fall off on that at all.
Nope.
Hey, we're running out of time, guys, so I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you coming in. We know that we'll look for you this Thursday night against the Braves and the Region 5 tournament next. We'll have another show on that, too. So thanks a lot for coming in. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.